Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello. Welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I am an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to podcast episode number 168, and I'm recording this on January 18, 2009. Well, we're within a month of celebrating Abraham Lincoln's 200th birthday, and I've been talking a little bit lately about some of the ways that you can celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And today I'm going to talk about a book. This is number two on the list. I'm going to try and do 10 different things. The first one, if you listen to two podcasts ago, I talked about a lesson plan that's available through the Smithsonian. And they're also having a webinar on February 4th and 5th. So that was, I guess, number 10 technically on my list of things to celebrate. I'll count down here. No particular order, though. These are all great resources and great things to do. But today I want to talk about the second way you can celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and that is to purchase an amazing book that I came across just a couple of weeks ago. I always receive a gift card to Barnes & Noble from my in-laws, and I really enjoy going in and just, you know, spending a lot of time looking for books, and sometimes I go in thinking about a specific book that I want to buy. And in this particular case, a couple weeks ago, I did get a David McCullough book that I wanted to get. But then I also came across a book that I had not heard about yet, and that is a book from C-SPAN. It's called Abraham Lincoln, Great American Historians on Our 16th President. And the author is Brian Lamb and Susan Swain. They're the editors. And this is just an amazing book. I had not heard of it, like I said, but when I came across it, obviously anything that has to do with C-SPAN is an amazing resource. And if you've read any of Brian Lamb's things with the Book Notes series and things like that, just great quality work. But what they've done for this book is they've taken the work of about 60 different historians, and they've collected them into one book. And it's about Lincoln in all different kinds of context. It talks about, you know, Lincoln growing up. It talks about some of the, you know, most important things he did as president. It talks about the debates. It talks about the assassination. It talks about his legacy. But just an amazing collection. And each of these is about, you know, three or four different pages long, something you can easily read in about 10 minutes. And in a lot of ways, that's how I enjoy reading about history. Now, I enjoy biographies as well. I just reviewed a couple podcasts ago a great biography about Henry Knox, but I do like books where I can kind of sit down and just read a chunk, and these are made so that they're all about one specific topic. So, like, for example, just recently I sat down and read one of the essays that talked about how Lincoln really tried to create an environment at the end of the Civil War so that the Civil War would not go on for, like, the next 100 years. You know, if you look at what's happened in the Balkans and Northern Ireland and things like that. So that was a great essay. I read an essay a couple days ago that talked about the assassination of Lincoln and some of the things that, some little tidbits that I had not been aware of. So it's just an amazing collection. A lot of these authors you're going to know, you know, Shelby Foote, I can go through the list here. Tom Wheeler talks about Lincoln and the Telegraph. Wheeler has an amazing book about how Lincoln was one of the most innovative presidents. Douglas L. Wilson talks about his faith. You got Gordon Wood. I can go down the list here. Pinsker talks about the old soldiers' home in Washington, one of the places that he used the summer White House. Gelzo talks about his origins and influences. Doris Kearns Goodwin talks about winning and governing, and then Lincoln's empathy. Just tons and tons of stuff here. Mario Cuomo has one on Lincoln's relevance. So just tons and tons of stuff. Britt has something on the Gettysburg Address, of course. So just an amazing collection. If you're going to sit down and read a book about Lincoln or get a book about Lincoln for this particular year, I would definitely recommend this. These are very timely, and it talks about a wide range of topics. I think it's also something you could bring into the classroom pretty easily. So if you wanted your students to read just the essay on one particular part of Lincoln's life or about the Civil War, I think you could maybe do like a read aloud to your students on just that one particular essay. And, you know, I think that it would fit a lot of high school classes. Some of the stuff might be a little bit too in-depth for eighth graders, but I think there's some really, really good stuff in here that you could definitely bring into the classroom as well. So if you're looking for a great book on Lincoln, I would definitely recommend Abraham Lincoln. Again, the official title, Abraham Lincoln, Great American Historians on Our 16th President, an amazing collection from about 60 different historians on Abraham Lincoln's life. So that is the second. I guess, again, if I'm going in a list here, that would be number 9 on things you can do to help celebrate Lincoln's birthday. And, of course, as we record this, we're about 2 days away from Obama's inauguration. And, you know, just all the connections between Lincoln and Obama, all of the ways that Obama has selected different parts of Lincoln history to be a part of the inauguration, it's really impossible to kind of separate the historical significance of what will happen in a couple days. So go ahead and find some of those connections for yourself. And I'll be back in a couple days and talk a little bit about some other resources for Lincoln as we get ready to celebrate Lincoln's 200th birthday. So if you have a suggestion for a thing that you can do in your classroom or you can do personally to celebrate Lincoln, go ahead and email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. I pretty much have my my 10 list made, but if you've got a great resource, I would love to add it. And as always, check out the blog. The blog address is www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And one thing I'm going to add on the blog, which I should have mentioned a little bit earlier in the podcast, is that C-SPAN also has a website that goes along with this book, and they've got interviews with all kinds of different historians that have come to do interviews at like Book Notes, the show Book Notes on C-SPAN. So, for example, there's a great interview with Barrett talking about Lincoln the Gettysburg Address, and we're talking like the entire 50-minute interview on video that's free content for you to use. So definitely go ahead and check that out. Lots and lots of resources at the C-SPAN site, and once again, I'll include that link on the blog, so go ahead and check out that live link. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome. You can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.